Almost good afternoon, everybody. The purpose of this paper 21 is to provide you with a summary of the feedback received on the primary financial statements project from the agenda consultation 2015 and from the investor survey organized by the investors team. You just had a session commenting on that. We also reflect in this paper some comments that we obtained from our recent meeting with the CMAC group of users and the input received from the trustees' review of structure and effectiveness review on the reporting of alternative performance measures. It was some unsolicited comments that we received there. In this paper, we also include some background information giving account of the several times that the board has dealt with presentation issues. And finally, we provide a brief report on FASB's activities on the project on financial performance reporting. I would like, as part of my remarks, to give you a summary of the key themes that emerged during our analysis of the feedback received. In this paper, we are not asking questions, but we would appreciate your comments to guide us on the direction of this project. So, well, what we saw when doing this comment letter analysis is that the majority of respondents support the board's initiative to add a project on the presentation of the primary financial statements. So respondents say yes, this is a project that deserves a high priority in the board's research agenda. However, a majority of the respondents would like to have a project that is narrower than what we defined in the as part of this project, and this project was defined as a project that would look at the structure and content of all the primary financial statements. This definition was quite broad in the agenda consultation, and respondents want something that is a bit narrower. They also thought that they do not want to bring back all the proposals from the previous financial statements presentation project. So they want something that is narrower than what we had dealt in the past in terms of presentation. So what do they want? What they want is a project focused on performance reporting. However, when reading all their comments and all the feedback we received, performance reporting has a different meaning for different people. So for some, performance reporting means having another opportunity to address the conceptual distinction between profit or loss and OCI, because there is a feeling that the conceptual framework has not addressed this distinction successfully. So this is another opportunity to address this distinction in a satisfactory way. These respondents also think that there should be some improvements to the statement of comprehensive income. Now, there's another group of respondents who think that performance reporting means a project that is going to be focused on satisfying their needs. And I'm talking about these respondents are mainly investors and analysts. There is a claim from this group that that this project should be focused on producing better data for their analysis, better data for analyzing or evaluating the performance of an entity. So for this group of respondents, the project should be focusing on defining operating profit, on addressing the link between operating profit and operating cash flows, on promoting more disaggregation, and also, why not, on explaining the distinction between profit or loss and OCI. Now, there's a very small group of respondents who think that this project is not necessary. A project on primary financial statements is not necessary because they are concerned that this project, and we have seen what has happened in the past, could become quite complex. And so they think that it would be difficult to define financial performance. And as you know, financial performance means different things for different people. And they also think that this definition will be quite difficult because the conceptual framework, again, has not addressed, from a principal's perspective, this conceptual distinction between profit or loss and OCI. Now, there are some other small group of respondents that they are afraid that this project will bring back the proposals from the previous financial statement presentation project. And as you know, some of those proposals were quite controversial. The use of the direct method and also promoting the application of the cohesiveness principle. So overall, we received mixed messages, mixed views of the direction of this project. Now, the staff has already started working on a paper that will outline some ideas on how we could approach this project that has proved to be a little bit difficult to define. However, the staff is of the view that before we define any scope for this project, we need to gather enough evidence to understand the problems or the main areas of concern that are in the presentation of items in the financial statements. We need to understand what the problem is before providing any solutions. So I wonder, Coach, you would like to give us some more information on the way forward on the paper that we are planning to present.
The problem is,
We are working on it. We are trying to fully understand what the problem is. Thanks. Good morning, everyone. From the feedback received, it is clear that stakeholders have concerns on some aspect of current financial reporting. And we think that it is very important to gather evidence what are the problems we need to address. And in order to fully understand possible problems in current financial reporting, the staff have been analyzing current financial performance reporting and in various industry sectors. For example, one of the areas is consistency and comparability of use of performance measures in peer companies. For example, IFRS allow companies to define subtotal. And the question is, if this subtotal is used consistently among peer companies, sometimes companies use terminology like core operating income. And the question is, if the core operating income is the same meaning among peer companies, or it's different. So such kind of aspect we are analyzing. And also understandability of performance measure, such as if the sufficient disclosure is provided to understand how the measure is calculated or not. So such kind of evidence we are gathering to fully understand what's the problem. And we try to continue the preliminary research to identify the possible problems in current financial reporting practice and planning to present findings in the future meeting.
This was more a teaser of this.
Can I just say that one thing which I've found came up generally in the outreach, perhaps not so much in the comment letters, is that some people, particularly investors, also think about performance not just as the performance of the entity itself, but as the performance of management. And they look at ratios of things of return on capital employed and different alternative performance measures, because they're measuring management as well as managing the entity itself, just as an aside.
What is the difference between measuring judging management and judging an entity?
Well, that's why we have a CI, and this is why management invents APMs, alternative performance measures, to tell their story.
How can the performance of an entity be seen as something different from performance of an entity?
The story that there are some events, or management cannot control some events.
I understand why they would like to see themselves being measured differently from what the entity actually is performing. But I think it's a nonsensical way of presenting.
Yeah, but that's fact of life, and this is what we are facing with your outreach.
Maybe I should just say a couple of words about how this fits in with the agenda consultation. So it seems to me, assuming this project continues, which seems like a reasonable hypothesis, we're clearly not at the stage yet where we can scope the project precisely. And I think what we'll need to do in the feedback statement on the agenda consultation is describe the work we're going to do over the coming period to scope the project and to get to the next stage and sort of sketch out perhaps what might happen beyond that. If we felt able to do it, we might also try and indicate whether we see it as more like a narrow scope project focused mainly on performance performance reporting, or whether it's a broader scope project. But we may feel we're not yet at that stage and that we need to do more work before we can even get to that stage. And I think that's the kind of information we ought to be putting out in the feedback statements on the agenda consultation.
But one thing is, for me, sure, which is that we need to reclaim territory from the fantasy land of non-growth measures, which all the recent studies show it is just increasing and increasing. It is consistently more positive than gap earnings. It's getting out of hand, and I think we have to do something about it. And one of the reasons is that we do not provide sufficient performance measures, subtotals, in our income statement. I'm convinced. Mary.
I want to go back to Denise's TIA and her explanation that there were different meetings and really two camps of people when talking about the importance of performance reporting. And the one I want to highlight is the one group who said, if you don't make progress in the conceptual framework of the definition, conceptual definition of performance and the distinction between P&L and OCI, use this project to try and do that. And I guess I have, while I have a desire to solve that, I'm not sure we can. You know, I wish we could, but we haven't been able to, and I'm not sure the same group of people working with the same data just under the heading of another project will be able to come to a different outcome. And if that's the case, I think as we think about scoping this project, I might say we identified that this is a desire. We've just made a big push on it in conceptual framework. Maybe we should think about setting that to the side for the moment, see what we can do when we focus specifically on the statement of comprehensive income, the components of that, subtotals of that, you know, more around specific data points. That second category that you described, Denise, of people who want better data for analysis. And I think that's more where the work that Kokiro just described has been going. It doesn't take off the table at the end of that, going back and looking at, you know, that distinction and seeing if we've learned anything. But I can't see that all of us, you know, no change in composition really, can somehow have a magical breakthrough when we look at it under the heading of a project. So I think one of the things we've learned through the agenda consult is think about difficult messaging and difficult messages to convey if it's not what people want to hear, and think if we have a conclusion on that point. So we may want to look at that in terms of parsing and getting agreement about what the scope is of something that we may even be trying to research.
My reading of the comment letters, so I don't know if others agree, was that I think there's quite a large proportion of the comment letters are actually advocating continuing the OCI debate and hoping to get to a more developed answer with the same data and the same people, the point you were cautioning us against.
Yeah.
But I and the point I would have is, in contrast with, for example, measurement, sorry, in the conceptual framework project, where we've said there's more that we can identify we might want to do, but we don't want to hold up the whole project, my sense is, within conceptual framework, and we'll either confirm or change this during the re-deliberations, that we've run out of immediate avenues to explore.
Could I just add to that? My hope is that if you get a more effective presentation of the statement of financial performance, that actually it might take a lot of pressure off the whole question about P&L and OCI, which I think was part of the point that you were actually making. And so actually, if we address that more holistically, in a way, it won't go away completely, but hopefully the P&L and OCI question might diminish.
Let's not pretend it's solved.
Yeah.
Let's not say it's insolvable, we're never going to touch it, but maybe let's say we're going to take a different approach of looking at specifics before trying to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you. On the paragraph, this is 64, you have a very good summary of FASB's work here. So just I'm wondering, how we can help each other on if we decide to include this performance reporting project as a strong research project. So that's the main question. However, if you look at the Appendix B, the summary of FASB's activity here, the first question is, what is the status of the research project in the FASB? Is it kind of the same thing as we have now? You know, it's a kind of very preliminary exploration of some kind of problems in this area. So I'm just wondering that whether the status is the same between them and us. Another thing is they have already changed the name to performance reporting. Another thing, the final thing is they don't care about definition of POR and OCI. They look to focus on more practical issues, operating or non-operating, recurring or non-recurring, disaggregation, remeasurement, something. So if that's the another, maybe there's some thing to note, you know. So if we focus on the definition of POR OCI, then I don't think we can finish this one is a very in a short time. So this is very important whether we are going to include that kind of analysis or not. So another thing is we need to analyze more carefully how many comment letters or feedback we have now are strongly to include such kind of a definition of POL OCI, because you know the FASB is having a really somewhat practical approach, you know, then more feasible in the near future. So what is the first question I have raised?
Stephen.
I wanted to talk about the old FSP project. Denise, you said it was controversial. Some of the best things the board has done have been controversial. So removing asset-based discount rates, getting share-based payments in the P&L, they're all very controversial. It doesn't mean to say that it's wrong. We both spend a lot of hours on the old FSP project over those years. And there was some good stuff in there, in my view. And it was never exposed. And although we had a discussion paper, the work that we'd done subsequent to that changed it dramatically. So it wasn't a direct method cash flow in the end, and the cohesiveness principle wasn't at the line item level. We retained a lot of the good stuff from the DP, but we had changed it, and we never did expose it. We never did get feedback from that. We had a few limited outreach meetings and the like. So simply to dismiss all of that work that was done on the basis that it was controversial without really the evidence of an exposure, I think would be unfortunate. I'm not saying that we should simply dust off that staff draft and expose it, far from it. I think we do need to start afresh and we do need to think carefully about all of those issues, and there should be a greater emphasis on performance reporting, and I understand the change in the non-GAAP use of non-GAAP measures, and we should be particularly think about that. But I wouldn't want to dismiss a lot of the stuff that we had in that FSP project.
I agree with Steve. There was a lot of good work that should be a basis for new starting. What was controversial is more the scope. The scope of the project was going a bit too far. And trying to fix some areas which were clearly not broken and not seen as being broken, like the balance sheet presentation. There was nothing really perceived as being broken in the balance sheet. It was more the P&L or maybe the cash flow statement. But because the project was all-inclusive and wanted to apply the cohesiveness principle throughout all the financial statements, it went too far, and this is where it became controversial. So I think maybe in my perception of what happened. And so I think that maybe focusing on what is really broken, i.e. the performance statement and maybe the cash flow statement, and saying this is a focus of improvement, I think we will have a better chance of success.
Doug?
In the previous meeting, we discussed the quick win about the presentation or performance reporting. I really like that idea. However, if we try to do the quick win without having conceptual basis, we would fail. The example is FSP project. FSP project itself is good project, I agree with Stephen. However, what they were trying to do is try to achieve something more than it was expected. So then it would violate some conceptual area. So that's why the constituents reacted very hard. So in order to achieve what we have to do, we have to do it concurrently with the conceptual framework discussion and this project. So now we already discussing what is OCI and what is the net income, and we are trying to achieve something high level concepts, which we are going to discuss tomorrow. And then, what is the role of conceptual framework, and what is the role of this project? We have to make clear it. That is a very important thing. And that is my comment. And one small question about paragraph 59. 59 talks about a small improvement in IS1. And I think this is talking about paragraph 82A of IS1, which requires the disaggregation of OCI.
Yeah.
And the OCI, which will be recycled. OCI,
exactly.
Which will not be recycled. And I think that is useful. And however, probably we could do it not in the OCI, but we could do it in the net income as well. So in the net income, there are outright net income, which is normal net income, like revenue. And there is a recycled net income, which once recognized as a OCI, but now recycled all of a sudden. So if we could disaggregate all these outright net income and recycled OCI, it could provide better information to the users or investors. Didn't we discuss such kind of things when we discussed this paragraph 82A?
I am not sure that those, it's just this amendment came a little bit later, subsequent to the FSP. I am not sure that they got into that level of detail.
It was just
to fix some presentation issue on the presentation of OCI.
Right. Yeah, I'm just curious. H2A itself was an improvement. However, I'm not quite sure how useful this information is all about.
Martin.
Yeah, we're hearing now a lot of the financial statement projects, the former one. When I don't reading this paper that many people would have this project back. And when I was not present as a board member here when we had this project, but I have heard only bad things about it. It was cohesiveness, it was direct cash flows, it was one performance statement, and all was not liked. And also, if we think about what the scope of this project should be, I think we need maybe for this board members who were not here in kind of education session, what was the good things about this project, because I have not heard a lot of good things about this project. And therefore, I think really what I'm reading this paper is really that people would ask to focus on performance reporting or not on the other stuff. That is my reading on this paper. But I'm open to maybe we can discuss it, but then at least for this who were not here when we had this project, we need some more information. What was really the good things about that?
You need a re-education. He'll bring you to the countryside for a week and then put you in a re-education camp.
Okay.
I would say that when the discussion paper came out, we came out with lots of proposals that were very difficult or complex to implement, and for sure there was a lot of criticism. However, when we were working on the staff draft, we tried to tone down some of those proposals, tried to make them more friendly, and unfortunately we were never able to, as Steve mentions, we were never able to test those proposals to see if they worked. So I mean, I don't think that we should disregard the work that we've done in previous years, I think that we could take it on and on board in this project, because I think there is valuable proposals that we can.
Yeah, but my recollection was it was a lot of things which have for preparers a lot of really change in systems and things to differentiate in fair values, what is revaluation, what is realized, all this kind of difficult things. And the feedback I'm hearing from this agenda consultation is that people say, okay, we have now to implement your four big standards, and we have to do already this kind of system changes, and please don't ask us to do another big thing in the next 3 or 4 years. And it is my main point. My recollection was to get this really through, it also would add a lot of system changes and work and costs for preparers if you're doing that. But maybe, as I said, I have to educate it what were the other good things.
It is a good thing to keep in mind whatever proposals we are going to develop, the amount of system change involved.
It's always cost benefit.
Yeah.
So assess the cost versus the benefits of the useful information.
I would just like to go back to your question on the FASB's work. Well, we have been following this work closely. We have been listening to all their meetings, and since they started, as you have seen, well, they have started earlier than us. They started almost 2 years ago, and my understanding is that their project is also a narrower project in respect of the previous financial statements presentation project. They have they've been analyzing some of the proposals that they think that they would work or that they could follow that would be easier to implement, and they are not addressing again those controversial issues. That's the work that you can see here in the summary that we presented in Appendix B. You can see all the work that they've done. And my understanding is that they have not reached to any decisions yet. These are just like tentative discussions. And you know, the discussion is ongoing. The discussion is ongoing. It has not finished yet. And well, I will not say anything for sure now, but of course, maybe in the near future or in the future, we could be more in touch and maybe exchanging some points of view on some issues that we think will be part of this project as well.
Yeah, especially we are gathering various kind of information, fact finding for the current financial reporting practice, and I think that kind of information can be shared, and we can think about how we can use the information.
The first one, well, I'm not a big fan of further convergence. However, this one, if there is an attempt by FSB to define operating profit, what is recurring, what is not recurring, this is one area where we need to keep an eye on each other in order to have converged solutions to this very important issue.
Okay. We're generally keeping an eye on all projects where we've got common.
And I mean, in terms of priority, in my mind, this is one of the highest priorities for investors, rather than some small measurement or technical issues.
Yeah, I suppose that a new dimension to this whole discussion is that compared to 6-7 years ago when we were trying to do this and failed or withdrew our efforts, two big changes. First of all, then we were still in the midst or at the beginning of all these major accounting standards changes, which we are now completing. And secondly, the increased competition of non-GAAP measures, which is worrying a lot of people, and which people are looking at us to do something about. I think that's another big change relative to 6-7 years ago. And I think we need to take some responsibility. Okay, it's time for lunch, and we'll reconvene at 1 o'clock.